Hey everyone, so we're live, and just a side note, we're having some technical difficulties with our guest out in Florida. Unfortunately, they're having a severe thunderstorm, so he's trying to get online, but in the meantime, I wanted to just do a shout out to, Triple Nickel. Triple Nickel with my Latina shirt. You can go to triplenickel.com, triple and then N-I-K-E-L. You can read all about the meaning behind their name and their mission and all the good stuff. And yes, so I am going to try and wear a shirt from every one of my supporters and my friends and small business owners, because you know what? The struggle is real. Trying to have a business and trying to get your message out there is not for the faint of heart. It is very difficult. So with our guest today, hopefully he is able to get on. He goes by Brian Big Country Conwell, and he has an amazing story. He is on a mission to spread that story, and I can't wait for you to listen in when he can get on. But if you're on here and you're watching, I'd love for you to say hi, whether you are on YouTube, you're on LinkedIn, or on the True Sweetheart podcast page. Just put a little comment in. I would say show some hearts, but I don't think I could see that. Let us know if you're here and where you are listening or watching from. We love to hear from our guests, from our fans, from all of our supporters. It means a lot to us, especially since we're a small podcast. You know, it's hard to get our stories out there. It's hard for people to use their voice. So that's what we're here for, is to help them gain the strength and the courage to do that. Because we are stronger together. Together we are stronger, all of those things. And it's just really important, especially when there's a stigma on mental health, to try and talk about it. It is not easy to do. And it is not easy to do in this day and age in our society, with social media being the way that it is, with backlash that we get sometimes, with negative comments, and always the question of, are you seeking therapy or are you on medication? And that's not always the case with us. Sometimes we just need to be heard. We just want to be seen. We want to be looked at the same way as everybody else and not be judged. So that is our mission here. And that's why I started this 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, is to continue to bring raw and heartfelt stories from real people. So in the meantime, I would love any comments that you have either on our podcast page and or on our Facebook page, on what stories you would love to hear, what guests you would love to have on. And let's just see what we can do. Let's do this together. So our guest is here. Let's bring him in and hear his story. So let's get started. Hey there, you're here. You made it.
I am so sorry. I want to apologize. My son's bus was running late, and, you know, so... But we're here.
it's real life. I was just talking about that. Sometimes we just have to do what we have to do. You know, it's not everything's going to be perfect. I mean, no. It's real tough. So Brian Big Country Conwell, tell us, that right there just screams badass. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into your mission and what you're doing, because people need to go and follow you to be inspired. I'm so excited that you're here.
I appreciate that so very much. Well, I guess the first off is to start with the name. You know, born and bred in the Carolinas, and you know, when I went into the military in 2006, I guess it was really odd for them to hear of a true Southern accent face to face without hearing it on TV or the movies. So, you know, I stand 6 foot six and I tower over everybody. And my drill sergeant hit me in the neck one day and popped the blood vessel in my eye. And we went to the eye clinic and the doctor was like, well, what do you think we're fixing to do? And I was like, man, I reckon we're getting ready to read this eye chart. And he just lost his marbles with the accent. So, I served in the military from 2006 to 2015. I was a sergeant in the Army. Deployed to Iraq. I've been stationed in Germany, Virginia, Kansas, and Texas. January 7, 2014, I was on my way to get my guys some lunch. We were doing command inventory. 20 men doing a 250-man job, working 18 hours and hit black ice and ran off a ravine and crushed both my legs. I lost the left one above the knee, and my right one is a salvage. There's 30 screws, four plates, and a tenant rod from my kneecap down to my ankle. I cannot feel my foot. I can't use my toes for balance, so I wear a special brace to help with that. And, ever since I've been out, it's always been a mission to try to help other people, you know, regain their life out of depression and anxiety or whatever the case may ail them. And went through it myself a couple of times and had a tattoo program, kind of something off of Ink Shrinks. Me and Dr. Gabe Crenshaw, he's a psychologist out of Santa Monica University. We worked together on that program. Had my own radio network there for a while. I let vets come on and just have their own shows and not have to worry about the cost, to let them talk about what they want to talk about. Did a public speaking there for a while with Motivating America, and finally got my calling last February when I spoke to the Paralympic Committee for the first time. And, in the military, I was a fitness nut. Now I'm back into it. Been going hard for 15 months and competed in my first competition last year in New York City, the National Wheelchair Games. Placed second in the shot put and third in disc. And I got some amazing coaches behind me. Adrian Wilson is my throwing coach. She's a five-time world women's champion in the Highlander Games, two-time NCAA champ. Joe Kim is my strength coach. And Planet Fitness of Belmont's one of my sponsors. And anything we can do to help people with fitness, because it literally has changed my life. Everything that the doctors diagnosed me with was like insomnia and bad cholesterol and high A1C, everything's like back to normal. And we're pushing. Got the Army trials on the 17th. And then we're going out to the Desert Challenge next month in May out in Mesa, Arizona, where I get my international classification and ranking, and working our way to hopefully make Team USA next year.
Good God, man. So let's just dig a little bit into what happened. How did you continue to stay motivated, or what did you go through initially? Because I can't even fathom going through that, of course, but wanting to continue to show up and wake up each day after something tragic like that happens, how did you continue to fight?
Well, I mean, it wasn't easy at first. The military was my dream job. I gave up a full ride scholarship to David Lipscomb University to play basketball to join the Army. And there at first I thought it was just took from me. I'm like, wow, this is my dream job. I'm good at it. What am I going to do now? Yeah. I went home almost, I was over 400 pounds. Doctors told me I'd never walk again. And, I ignored my issues with trying to help other people with their issues. And, not having the support of some family members and watching some friends, just turn away. Ultimately, like it has always been, my kids have been my motivation. I never wanted my kids to see me get into a dark place and just quit. That's, as a father, that's not acceptable to me. You know, if I'm preaching to my kids and teaching my kids, you can't quit. You can't give up. You have to push for what you want. It's not going to be handed over to you. So October 1st, 2020, 11 days before my oldest son's birthday, I finally stood up in my house and started taking steps without crutches or a walker or a wheelchair. And I remember my son was sitting in the kitchen. He was making supper one night, and I come bebopping around the corner and watched him drop to his knees and start crying because he finally seen his dad up without support. And it's been an amazing feeling ever since. And I pushed myself to learn new things and go above and beyond my limits. And I don't want to quit. It's made me feel amazing. I'm a brand new person. I found my second purpose in life. Since my dream job's not there, I'm actually living my second dream job as a professional athlete now. So, you know, our children, you know, we're as parents, we preach to them what they should do. We should be their mentors and show them that it can be done.
I respect that so much. And I, unfortunately, my kids have seen my dark days. They saw me drinking. They saw me always sleeping, isolating myself. They saw the worst part of me. But I think what's important now is that they are seeing the best part of me. And that's what you've done. You have shown your kids that things will bring us down, bring us to our knees, literally, and just, but you can rise above it. And that's not easy to do.
Well, you know, my son, out of everybody, he has seen me down. He's walked into the house and just seen me sit in the same spot where I hadn't moved in a week. You know, it was like I was looking for somebody to grab my hand and pull me out of that chair. And can't nobody do it for me but myself. So,
no, that's gosh, you know what? The past 5 years, I've really tried to lean into my faith a lot more. I'm just being raised Catholic. I lost myself so many times, and I can't even believe how many chances I've been given at life. But within the last 5 years, I've really seen how much of a blessing it is to have survived, or not even survived, to just have been able to get through it. Because you not only survived, you were just like, man, you're helping other people. And along your journey and just literally kicking ass. It's ridiculous. So many people, when I received his message about wanting to be on the podcast, he was like, do you know who I am? I was like, yes. Yeah. Do I? Oh my God. Like, please. This is, you know, and what I love is that how humble you are. You're just like, I'm just me, man. I'm not famous. You don't see yourself that way. You just see yourself as a man, a father, a husband, all the things. And just, it's just amazing to see what you're doing. I can't even talk because I'm speechless about just how, how amazing you are. And so many people just love you, like literally all over social media, because they just think you're an amazing human. And so I'm so, so thankful to God or whoever we believe in that, gosh, he just put just this magic in you, this fire. How does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the kind comments. I really do appreciate those. You know, it's not about being famous.
Yeah.
It's not about the attention. You know, Planet Fitness in Belmont, North Carolina is one of my sponsors. You know, they waive my gym memberships. You know, I can pull whatever I want to out of the coolers. You know, whoop-de-doo. But they're a big part of where I'm at now. I have a place to go work out anytime I want to. And, you know, it's funny because back last Memorial Day, Spectrum and Fox News did a couple of news stories on me. You know, in the civilian sector, you're not used to seeing somebody with a prosthetic. You know, that's just, you know, in the military sector, yes, not uncommon. And a couple of the people that worked at the gym was like, man, I don't see why you're not just like all high and mighty. I was like, that's not my mission, man. My mission is to be able to help other people along in the journey that I'm in if they're interested. You know, not a lot of people is into sports or fitness and stuff like that. It's a hard lifestyle. It's, you have to be very disciplined. And yeah, I'm still not where I want to be at, but I'm getting there. And being humble is easy because you hit it on the nose. I'm a husband and I'm a dad. I just want my family to be proud of me. And I will help anybody that wants to help. And I'm definitely not one of those people that when you find something out that you want to keep it to yourself because you don't want that next person that could be better than you to be in that spot. Well, as an NCO in the Army, that's what we train our soldiers to do, is to be in the spot where we're at. You know, we're training our future leaders. And, you know, I've been putting it out ever since I got my International Paralympic license the other day. Anybody that has a disability, if you're serious about sports and fitness, just hit me up and I will put you on the path. It's amazing. It's great feelings to see the accomplishment that you can do if you literally push yourself. One of my new quotes I've been putting out, pain is temporary and quitting's forever. Push through the pain and never quit and you'll be a true champ.
That just hit me right in the I have been moping for months. I haven't done anything. And my son, actually, my 19-year-old son, has motivated me to get off my ass. I mean, he said the other night, Mom, I want to join a gym. Okay. He's paying for it himself. And so I'm looking at him and I'm like, okay, I need to get myself on my damn bike. Like, I can't have to stop because I have gained like 30 pounds. I've been so upset trying to love myself, but then I'm hearing you and I'm like, what is my excuse? Yes, it sucks to get up early. Yes, it sucks to work out late at night. Yes, it sucks because it hurts, but I'm still here, right? So exactly. We're still alive. Like, there are people who don't have that, you know? And so you've just shared it right there. Like, if you want it, it can happen, and you're there to show them. So you need to be my coach. And it's so hard, and I keep giving excuses, and there's really none to.
Well, you know, sometimes we're just not able to, especially right. You know, I just recently got married on March 5th to the woman of my dreams, literally.
Yes.
But as a single parent, you know, sometimes it is very hard to find the time. You know, my schedule literally starts at 3:30 in the morning every day. You know, I'm eating six times a day and, you know, I'm in the gym for 2 hours and then I'm sitting in a chair throwing an 8-pound ball and a 2-pound disc and, you know, keeping up with the kids' schoolwork and the wife's work and stuff like that. You know, the time's there. It might not be the time that you want to go, but, you know, like I said, it is a lifestyle. You know, it's what I do is an extreme, something that I've learned in life. Look at the people who are truly successful, your sports stars, your movie stars, your people that are financially just way, way up there. Are they not obsessed with what they do, literally? Yeah. Name me one person that's not fully successful. Doesn't matter if it's a hobby or what you do for a living. You literally have to be obsessed with that to a point to where you completely succeed. Me, diving into fitness, I just don't go work out. I study. I research. I watch professionals and hear what they have to say. And that goes with anything in life. You literally have to be obsessed with what you're doing if you want to be successful. That's my opinion.
Wow. So is working out your sense of me time, or what do you do to when you want to decompress? I mean, or is that what it is? Because it could be.
Well, it started off that way. When I first started walking again, a month later, I was back in the gym. I throw my headphones on and I go into a zone to where it's just me. And I work. Sometimes if I've already done my workout, yeah, it's an escape goat. I'll go back to the gym and jump on the bike, or I'll do something light. It's just fitness for a lot of people, especially the people that I'm around. It number one, it releases that serotonin levels in your brain, just like a hug with somebody that you know and you care about. It pushes those serotonin levels. It makes you feel good. Yeah, it hurts because you're ripping muscle fibers. You want your muscles to grow. You really got to push for it. But, you know, it was at first, but now I'm obsessed with it because it's taking me places that I've only thought about in my dreams, and I'm living that dream right now.
I really love that. It's just amazing to hear your love, your passion for what you do. And you're literally just happy. Like, you could just see it on your face. You're just, it's here. It doesn't matter how old we are. We could still be happy and find happiness. So I think it's a beautiful thing. So tell us about this. Okay. So you're doing something big. Did you just talk about it? You were going to.
I did. I competed at the National Wheelchair Games last year in New York City.
Okay.
The second set of throws that I'd done that didn't count on record was for the Secretary of the VA and the Secret Service. We did measure those throws, and it was good enough to win Olympic gold at the Paralympics in Tokyo. So the right people was at the right place to see me throw, and I got a couple of calls after I got back home, and I got introduced to Adrienne Wilson. Like I said, she's a 5-time world women's champion. She's an amazing woman and amazing coach. And my strength coach, Joe Ken, he's the Carolina Panthers' former strength coach, and he does a lot of stuff with the World's Strongest Men competition. You know, the talent and the drive is there. So last year has been nothing but training, getting ready for the Army trials, which is the 17th to the 24th this month. And in May, I'll be out in Mesa, Arizona, the 18th through the 22nd, at the Desert Challenge 2022. The Paralympic Committee puts on that event to where you can get internationally classified. One of the tricks is to get an IPC license. Just like some sports like boxing or whatnot, you have to have a license to compete professionally. Well, finally, with the luck of the draw and talking to the right people like Joel Hunt, who was a 2014 Paralympic skier and an amazing man, let me know exactly what I needed to do, and I obtained my international Paralympic license a couple of days ago. So I am officially able to compete professionally and shoot for a spot on the 2024 team. Doesn't mean I'm on the team yet. I still have a little bit of work to do. I have competitions to complete, and I have a lot of hard training days ahead of me. But I know in my heart, in my soul, I can do it. You know, I got a lot of people this training me and teaching me and guiding me along, because they see it too. And it's coming. You know, I tell everybody all the time, you're not going to outwork me. I want to see you get up at 3:30 in the morning and eat 250 grams of egg whites and 40 grams of oats. And then 3 hours later, do the same meal again. And then 3 hours later, drink a shake and orange and go work out for 2 hours. And then, I mean, I do. I eat about 3,500 calories a day. It's a lot of food. But you know, it's you know, just a tip for everybody real quick: stay away from cardio is actually your worst enemy. Cardio burns calories, and even in weight loss you need calories to keep your metabolism going, and to help burn the fat cells. If you don't have the calories, then your body's not going to do what it needs to do to lose the weight. And it's the same thing in gaining weight. You need to eat the right foods. Doesn't mean it has to taste bad. Do your research. Find different recipes. Twerk it here and there to do it the way you like it. But it is. That's like the hard part for me. There are times during the day where I don't want to eat, but I'm sitting here shoveling 8 ounces of ground turkey and jasmine rice into my mouth because my muscles need to be fed.
I still don't know how to do that. And I've heard it so many times from people that you need to eat 6 times a day. I'm like, how do you do that? I can barely. So I'm trying to, you know, carrots or boiled eggs or, you know, tuna, just little things, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
Well, you know, and this is for you and anybody else who would like my help. I don't mind helping set up people with their meal plans. You know, I know I still look a little big around the waist, but y'all have to remember I was over 400 pounds, you know, about 15 months ago. Oh, you know, losing weight, there's no tricks. You know, you got this coffee on TikTok that people are watching and these little other things. Oh, this will help. No, it doesn't. It's the hard work and it's the discipline and your research to get it done. Yeah, it's hard, but if it was easy, then everybody would be doing it, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's no magic coffee that can do it long term. It's just not going to work. I haven't seen it.
Well, you know, the big thing I tell people, even if they're not really serious about the dieting process, you want to see some changes, get rid of the sodas, get rid of the fast food. Yeah. You know, if you get rid of those two things and drink a gallon of water a day, you'll see something come off. You're getting rid of the nasty stuff. The processed food is so bad for you.
I know, but it tastes so good. No, I know you're right. I know. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, the 6 times a day, though, too, you know, it's just like anything else. You have to teach your body to do it. You know, I wasn't able to eat 6 times a day starting off. You know, it was breakfast, lunch, and supper, and 2 protein shakes in between those. And then I had to teach my body to be able to consume that amount of food, you know, measuring out how much I eat in the mornings and throughout the day. You know, it's important. But over a point in time, your body gets used to it. And then when you don't eat one of those meals during the day, your stomach's like, dude, I'm hungry. Feed me, please.
Oh, my God. So how can we support you on your mission? What do you need from us?
Oh, wow. that's a toughie. Number one, if people are truly wanting to get into fitness and sports and want to change your life in the way that I have, please reach out to me. I'm not one of these other people that charge for help. I will help you for nothing. Just for the simple fact, I want to see that smile on your face. That's just being able to change people's lives is amazing. Just being able to do that is everything.
I love that. What is the best way to contact you? Is it that Facebook page, the Team Big Country Official?
Well, that is my TikTok tag. It's a Team Big. Oh, sorry, Sergeant Big Country Official on TikTok. Facebook, the SGT Big Country.
Okay.
You can reach me through there, or you can hit me on my Instagram page, which is the same thing as SGT Big Country. Or you can shoot me an email through the teambigcountrysports.org, which is my website. You know, just reach out. Sometimes it does take me a minute to answer. I can't get to messages right off the bat. Sometimes people get mad. It's like, dude, I texted you like 30 minutes ago. And I'm like, I just got through dropping off my kids, man. I do take time out of the day. I take a little block late in the afternoon and go through some messages and try to get back to people. you know, if it's just a lazy day, I answer, you know, but just be patient, please. Cause there's quite a few people that reach out sometimes, and then sometimes it's nice and quiet.
We have to remember that, right? For those of us who aren't always checking email, you gotta like, just give us some time. Just give us some time.
It does. Everybody has a life, you know, not, you know, there are some people that don't do anything. You know, there's people that work 9-to-5 jobs. And I mean, even though I'm retired from the military, I mean, my day does start at 3:30, and between, you know, lifting and training and then my kids and my family, you know, there's a little bit of time during the day. You know, we have to make sure our priorities are first.
Right.
You know, but we will definitely, we love helping people. You know, since I joined Planet Fitness in Belmont, you know, there's been so many more veterans join up, even people with disabilities.
What?
Like, there's a kid that went to school with my son. He's in a wheelchair. That sucker is in there 3 days a week.
Oh,
and they're pushing. You know, there was a buddy of ours that went rock climbing and fell and shattered both his shins. After he got out of hospital, he was straight in there. You know, it's there. We can get it done.
Oh my gosh, that just reminded me. When I lived in Virginia just last year, I used to do CrossFit, and there was a kid in there who was lifting with one arm, and I was over here complaining about how it's too heavy, and he's over there. He found a way with a belt. I mean, he finagled it and he was able to lift. I was like, that is freaking awesome. I mean,
there's a kid on TikTok that I talk to quite often. He's 23 years old and he's had cerebral palsy all his life. And he kills it in the gym.
Really?
Just kills it. He doesn't let his illness bother him at all. You know, cerebral palsy, it affects the way your muscles move and your joints move. Sometimes it's just uncontrolled. But this kid goes in and he'll bench 150 like it's nothing.
Jeez.
You know, he's so awesome. And like you said, there's another kid on there that's in a wheelchair that just uses one arm and do what they can.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have that will. We can sit here and give everybody all the help and all the tools every single day. But the bottom line, and I'll put it like this. This is one of my Motivating America speeches. First thing that you need to do when you wake up in the morning is look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you're a badass and you're not going to let life's negative moments conquer your day. We are so susceptible to let 5 minutes of negative time during our day ruin it for the rest of the day. Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why let that bother you? You know, if it bothers you that much, find something to occupy your mind with that you can use that energy and focus.
Yeah. That is so true. That is true. And I forget to do that. I get up and I just go on for the day, but I don't sit there and remind myself, you know, that I'm made for more or that I'm worth it or whatever the case is.
You are worth it. You are absolutely worth it. And so is everybody else.
Yes. Yes. We just need you to remind us every day. Okay.
Well, you know, I kind of got out of the habit there of it for a little bit. But if you go back through my TikTok page, I there for a while was doing a lot of try to, you know, motivating comments or posts, should we say, like little 60-second videos of something to uplift somebody in some kind of way. You know, it's you can do it. Anybody can do it. You really have to want it.
Yeah.
You know, just like I said with the whole dieting thing. Oh, it's bland food. It's not going to taste good. You're not eating for the taste. You're eating for the results.
What?
You know, when I fix my ground, I eat 16 ounces of ground turkey every day. It's ground turkey, sweet peppers, onions, green onions, just a little bit of seasoning, and some homemade fresh sausage. That stuff tastes amazing.
Sounds good.
You can do it. You got to have that will and you got to have that want.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sounds like my son this morning, this afternoon, I was making him something to eat and I was going to put seasoning. He's like, Mom, no, just give me all the protein you can. None of that seasoning. I was like, what? Ross, I have to learn from him. I said, well, what about Chick-fil-A? As long as it's grilled chicken. I said, oh my God. So I'm learning again, how to Absolutely. Eat properly.
The Chick-fil-A grilled chicken has 28 grams of protein and is 320 calories. It's about the healthiest thing you can find out there when you go to fast food.
Okay. Well, I'm obsessed with Chick-fil-A. but the waffle fries, come on.
Well, you know, okay. So let's do the cheat meal thing. Some people literally think, okay, I get a cheat day. No, you don't.
What?
You get a cheat meal. And it's really good to have that cheat meal. You know, just like in fitness, you need to keep your body guessing. You're eating good all week long. During that cheat meal, eat you a whole pizza or eat you a stack of pancakes and a big ass milkshake. I mean, eat what you want to eat within that meal. Okay. It's okay because your body's going to burn off. Now, if you go a whole cheat day, it might be a little harder.
Okay, that makes sense. I was trying to tell him that. You can have a cheat day. He's like, no, Mom, you can't. Okay, so a cheat meal, not a cheat day. Got it, okay. I'm just going to message you. Can I eat this? I'm just kidding. oh my God, you are so awesome. I love when I get to, we just met for the first time face-to-face like this or through live today, but we've been Facebook connected for a while, but sometimes we just forget, that connection that we need. So this is, you truly are an inspiration. I have no words. What is there something that you'd like to leave to our listeners and our watchers?
Yes, absolutely. I'm serious. If you want the help with, the dieting and the fitness and stuff, please reach out. I don't mind helping. Matter of fact, I want to watch your progress. I want to watch how you feel from this moment in time, 90 days later, when you're sleeping 8 hours and you're so pumped full of energy and happiness because you've done something really hard for yourself and succeeded, because I will help you succeed. Like I said before, pain is temporary. Quitting's forever. And the best way to be a mentor to your kids is to go through it yourself. Show them the pain don't matter and we're not quitters, and then we're going to push and strive for happiness and what we want in life. You can reach me on my social media platforms, SGT Big Country on Facebook and Instagram, and Sergeant Big Country Official on TikTok. I hope everybody has an amazing, wonderful day, and believe in yourself. Can't nobody change you. We can give you all the tools in life, but you are the only one that has the power to make the true changes in your life to be absolutely happy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. I greatly appreciate it. It's been an honor.
Absolutely.